Welcome to Kaboom, where every episode sends your whole family on a new adventure. I'm Sam Payne.
And I'm Brian Tanner. And today we've got a story about a creature that has fascinated people from the time of the ancient Greeks up through the time of Harry Potter.
Kaboom presents the original audio adventure, Phoenix Fire.
Trent, look, the trees are more burned this way. We're getting closer.
Uh-huh.
Trent, honey, put down your book for a minute and look around you.
Oh, wow. More burned trees. Mom, it's so hot out here. Why couldn't I stay back in the conservation center where there's air conditioning?
It's good for you to spend some time outdoors.
I used to stay back there when we came here with Dad.
That's because he could watch you.
I can call him. He could drive up. I'm sure he would be happy to get out of the office.
Trent.
What, Mom?
I just don't know if that would be a good idea. You'll see him next weekend.
Fine.
You know, it's hard to appreciate the greatness of the world around you if you have your nose in a book about fake creatures.
Appreciate what? The fire destroyed the forest. It's all burned and ugly now. And they're not fake creatures. They're mythological.
There's a difference?
Mythical creatures come from folklore. They're important stories.
Does your dad know you took his book?
He's the one who gave it to me.
Joe to Carly. Come in, Carly. What is your ETA? Over.
Carly to Joe. I think we're getting close. Over.
Copy. Hurry. There's something, highly irregular that I need to show you. Over.
Highly irregular? As in the source of the fire? Over.
I'm not sure. Over.
Highly irregular? Like a dragon? You know, dragons can live for thousands of years. Maybe that started the fire.
It was probably just someone smoking or lighting off fireworks.
I was just kidding. Dad would play along, and he lets me stay in his air-conditioned office even when he's not there.
But is your dad a park ranger? I mean, here, you get to live in the forest, take in the beautiful scenery, see the wildlife.
Take freezing cold showers, no phone service. The possibilities are endless.
All right, all right. Joe. I don't see you. Over.
Oh, I'll make a bird call so you can locate me. Over.
I really don't know if you need to do that. I bet the whole forest knows where he is now. Just around the bend. Oh my gosh. Joe, you can stop that now.
No, please keep going.
How was the drive up here? Looks like it was a little bit bumpy. I myself, I prefer to hike everywhere. You see, I like to...
So, is what you wanted to show me under that thermal blanket there on the ground?
Right. Well, okay. I was in the fire watchtower last night with some of the other firefighters, and as their chief, it's my job to make sure they stay motivated. So we were playing some checkers, you know, as we do when it's a slow day. And
Joe, just the pertinent details.
Right. Sorry. I saw what looked like a flare. I knew it would cause a fire, so the boys and I went to where it was heading and put it out. And when I investigated the source, look at this.
A bird?
A bird.
Whoa, you know what that looks like.
I mean, it doesn't look burned at all. Everything else around here is torched.
Well, that's why I wanted you to see it. I've never seen a bird with fireproof feathers.
That's because there aren't any. Usually a bird's feathers will at least smolder under extreme heat.
I know what it is. Hold on.
It's extremely old, but it's still breathing. It looks like an aquatic bird. Maybe a heron? But I've never seen a heron with red and orange feathers like this.
Exactly! Look! It's a phoenix!
A phoenix?
Yeah! Here's what my book says! The first records of the phoenix in Egyptian folklore resembled what they called a Bennu bird. Something similar to a heron!
Well, whatever it is, we have to get it back to the conservation center where we can take a better look. I'll lift it onto the back of the UTV.
Oh, wait, it's...
Ow! It's hot!
It's hot, Because it's a phoenix.
Dang
it. I gotta tell Dad about this.
Here, Picardi, take my fire gloves.
Thanks, Joe. The gloves are all sweaty.
Sorry.
This bird is heavy.
Can I come too? I'd love to know how it survived the fire. Plus, I'm a little tired of playing checkers.
Hop in. Come on, Trent. Here, Trent, clear a space on the examination table. Thanks. Very odd.
Odd like it started the forest fire?
It is very hot.
It's definitely a phoenix.
Its breathing is pretty forced. I wonder if anything is blocking the airway.
Or just ignore me.
I wasn't ignoring you. I'm just trying to figure out what this bird really is and what's wrong with it.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Come on, get back! Whoa!
Is it supposed to burst into flames like that?
Wow.
And then disintegrate into a pile of ash?
It is a real phoenix. Dad is going to freak out when I tell him.
I don't understand. It was just alive. How could it have burst into flames and just died like that?
Mom, it isn't dead.
Trent, all that's left is a pile of ash. I'm pretty sure it's dead.
It isn't. Watch. Any second now.
A baby bird.
I knew it.
A big baby. Much bigger than a typical baby heron.
Oh, it's so cute. This thing started the fire? It looks harmless now.
Actually, a baby phoenix is very dangerous, since it doesn't know how to control its flames.
Wow. A new species of bird.
It's not really new, Mom.
But nobody's ever seen one in real life. How could a real phoenix have ended up here?
Maybe it got blown off course while migrating, and it was too weak to fly back home?
Wow, look at those wings. It was just born, but it already looks strong enough to fly.
Looks like it's getting restless.
It must be hungry. There's some worms in the fridge. Can you grab them, Trent?
No, my book says they eat spicy food, especially ginger. Wait, I saw some in the fridge.
Birds don't eat ginger. That will definitely give it stomach pain. I'll get the worms myself.
I am serious. Dad would back me up.
It's not a race, people. Why don't we just let the phoenix decide what it wants to eat?
Trent, I already have a worm.
I need to grab this.
Let's feed it something that birds actually eat. Here you go, little guy. A nice, juicy worm for you. Don't you want it?
Got it. Here, birdie. Some nice, spicy ginger for you.
Trent, don't charge it.
Whoa!
The bird went up in flames.
See? It doesn't like worms.
It's mad because you charged it.
It's spreading fire everywhere.
Quick, Joe, toss me that cage.
Here.
Got it.
Don't put it in a cage.
How else are we going to catch it?
Where's a fire extinguisher?
On that wall.
Got the extinguisher.
Don't spray the phoenix fire extinguisher.
Sorry.
Wait, I'll open the window to let the smoke out.
Open the window?
There it goes. Out the window.
I'll shut the fire alarm off.
I'm sorry. I didn't think that it would fly away.
Out of the way. There. Well, at least this place didn't go up in flames. But the forest? Well, it's as good as burned.
Trent, what were you thinking?
I was just trying to help.
I need to call this in. Joda Base, come in. We have a flying, just call in if you see anything that looks like a flare again.
Copy that, Joe.
Trent, why did you sneak up behind it with the ginger after I told you not to?
Why did you try to feed it a worm after I told you not to? None of this would have happened if Dad were here.
Trent, there he goes.
Carly, we need to find a way to capture that bird. Well, we can start by finding a way to lure it back in here. Let's set the cage up outside so that it doesn't burn down the conservation center.
Joe, that's a good idea, but I have to go look for my son. I need to make sure he's okay.
Say no more. Go find him. I'll have the cage ready when you get back.
Hello? Ugh, no service.
Trent, there you are.
Don't worry. I won't come back to mess everything up again.
You didn't mess everything up. Can you please come back with me?
You can catch the phoenix by yourself.
I don't think I can. I don't know anything about catching a phoenix.
Then why didn't you listen to me?
We didn't listen to each other. We're stubborn as mules or centaurs. I don't know. Is there some other mule-like mythical creature?
There's a headless mule in Brazilian folklore, but it shoots fire out of its neck. So maybe not the best metaphor at the moment.
Well, that would escalate the situation, I'm sure. Did you read about that in the book Dad gave you?
Yeah, he's more of an expert on these things than I am. I'll try calling him again.
Trent. Having your dad here wouldn't fix everything.
I just don't understand why we can't just be a family again. Dad can come up here, and we can all go hiking like we used to. You two won't even have to talk.
Trent, we're still a family. Nothing can change that. But your dad is not coming back here. You'll see him next week.
I hate this. Our family is a mess, just like this stupid burnt forest. I used to love this place. Now it just reminds me of how it was better before.
I don't love the way things are now either, but I need you right now.
Joe DeCarli, come in. I just saw the phoenix. Get back here quick. This could be our only chance to catch it. Over.
Copy. Over. Sounds like we'll need a phoenix expert to help us.
Do we have any more ginger?
I think we do.
All right. Let's do this.
There you two are. I saw the bird a second ago, but I don't know how to get it to come down and into this cage.
Good thing we have Trent here. He says he needs ginger.
I brought it out just in case. Here you go, Trent.
Thanks.
What are you doing?
Breaking the ginger into smaller pieces. I'm leaving a breadcrumb, or ginger crumb, trail to the cage.
I've never heard of a ginger crumb trail.
The bird is bound to be hungry, but we still need some way to get it down here. Joe, I need you to do a bird call.
You want me to do my bird call? Nobody has ever asked me to do that before.
Yes, Joe. I need you to do a phoenix call.
All right, here goes.
It's coming!
Huh? I guess I am pretty good at bird calls.
Well, actually, the phoenix is attracted to harsh and unpleasant noises, so...
Oh.
It's coming this way! It landed! Quiet, everyone! Just stand still. Wow, it really likes that ginger. It's following the trail.
It's working.
Almost there.
I'll close the cage.
Trent, wait, let me do this. It's dangerous.
Okay.
It's in the cage.
Here I go.
Carly, wait! The fire gloves!
Are you okay?
Oh, it burned my hand. I need to get to the urgent care before there's permanent nerve damage.
How far away is that?
About a 30-minute drive.
Is that going to be fast enough?
There's no other option.
Let's go.
Wait!
Trent, we have to go now.
I know what to do. Oh. Trust me. Just wait.
Trent, what are you doing?
It's okay, little phoenix. I'm not going to hurt you.
Don't we want to keep this thing that just burned your mom's hands inside the cage?
Trent, we need to leave.
Trust me. Please. I know what to do. Joe, can you make a pigeon cooing noise?
I think so. What for?
Just do it.
Well, here goes.
Very good, Joe. Now, hand me your fire gloves and the ginger.
You got it.
Trent, now why are you pulling the bird out of the cage?
Shh. There. Good bird. I've got you.
I'm scared.
It's okay. He won't hurt you. Will you? I know you just popped out of the ashes and everything changed. You were in a new place with new people, But you'll see that my mom is actually really nice, and she just wants to help.
What if it burns me again?
It won't.
It looks like it's about to cry. It's okay, Birdie. Don't be sad.
No, Joe. It's not sad. Look.
It's crying.
Hold out your hands, Mom.
My hands! They feel better already. How?
Phoenix tears have healing properties. I thought even you two would know that.
Well, it's working. Just like you knew it would. Look. My hands are healed.
Whoa, what do we do with this bird now? It can't stay here. It's a danger to the forest.
My book says they typically live in Egypt. Could we send it there?
I can contact the Wildlife Research Center in Cairo and see what they say.
Since it looks like an aquatic bird, I think it would love living along the Nile.
Well, look who's an animal expert all of a sudden.
I pay attention to what you say. Sometimes.
See that, Trent? The lichen is starting to grow back around some of the trees. Oh, we might start to get some of the deer back in this part of the woods in the next few months. Or maybe some forest sprites.
I think this is a better habitat for gnomes.
Still think the forest looks ugly?
I guess not. It's different, for sure, but not ugly.
Be sure to take some pictures for your dad.
Oh, good idea!
Did you know that a forest that survives a fire can grow back even stronger than before?
I guess that's kind of like our family.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Hey, I'm really sorry I didn't listen to you earlier, Mom. I just didn't want things to change.
Me too. Things will always change, but nothing will change how I love you.
Not even a phoenix burning down the forest?
No, not even that. And your dad would say the same.
Joe DeCarli, come in. Over.
Go ahead. Over.
I think I found a jackalope. Oh. Wait, no, that was just a rabbit with a stick in its mouth. Sorry, this old mythical creature thing has me paranoid. Over.
Well, let us know if you see anything else unusual, like a unicorn. I mean, a deer with one antler.
Or a dragon.
Over.
Copy that. Over and out.
Hi, my name is Lisa, and I play Carly in Phoenix Fire. I don't know if I could ever be a forest ranger. I like the idea of it, for sure. I love hiking, I love to see the flowers and observe things. Not sure I can deal with the critters and the unknown. Listen, the forest is a dangerous place. I don't know if I'm cut out for it.
What's happening?
Mom, get back!
Is it supposed to burst into flames like that?
I love this great moment that Carly has. As a forest ranger, she's used to a lot of different heightened experiences. But this one, at the height of the story, is that her hands have been burned. And she knows what to do. She knows that time is critical. And yet, in this moment, she's asked to trust that something that she doesn't know might help her. And she's trusting someone who means a lot to her. And it's hard.
Trent, why are you pulling the bird out of the cage?
Shh. There. Good bird. I've got you.
I'm scared.
It's okay. He won't hurt you.
It just, as a mother, made me think of all of the times that, you know what you need to do. And a lot of times, really responding to each one of your kids requires you to stop and listen to them. And that can be really hard. And it can also be transformative in your relationship with each other.
That was Lisa Valentine Clark, and you should know that she's the host of a couple of great podcasts from BYU Radio, The Lisa Show, as well as The Council of Moms. Now, both shows are full of great conversations, full of real advice for real life. And we loved hearing from Lisa, and we love hearing from you. Now, we got this comment on Spotify on the first episode of the Kaboom original series, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice. The comment comes from a listener with the username Midnight Rain, and they say, I honestly just started this and can't wait to see how it plays out. Thank you so much, Midnight Rain. We hope you love Quentin Manning. And if you haven't heard Quentin Manning, check it out. It's a series we released last summer here on the Kaboom feed, and now you can binge all 15 episodes on their own feed. Just search for Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, here's a preview of our next episode, an original audio adventure called Spirits of the Cenote.
Did you hear that laugh?
Disaster strikes when Jules and her cousins go swimming in an underground cave.
The entrance! It's caving in! Ah!
The cousins believe it's connected to a local legend.
You seriously think this happened because I didn't leave a gift for some mythical Mayan spirit?
They'll need to find a way out before they're trapped forever.
Phoenix Fire was written by Tristan Schetzel and directed by Brian Tanner. The cast included Johnny Turner as Trent, Lisa Valentine Clark as Carly, and Timothy Threlfall as Joe. The sound team was led by Trent Reimschussel, with engineering by DJ Cromarty, Brandon Lewis, and Joshua Fouts, dialogue editing by DJ Cromarty and James Call, music editing by DJ Cromarty, James Call, and Brandon Lewis, and sound design and mixing by DJ Cromarty. This episode's original art was created by Adrian Walsh.
The Kaboom writing team includes Kay Hendrickson, Tristan Schetzel, and Nico Wetzel. Our theme music was written by Sam Clawson. For more great storytelling for families, check out our companion podcast, The Appleseed, available wherever you get your podcasts. Kaboom is a production of BYU Radio.